As today, I'm going to read you some of this Calvin Hobbes. Okay. Let's see what's on. Just gotta give me a second here. Okay. In the commerce, this called greatly interests one's sex appeal. Eventually, a little lessons on Madison Avenue's part. Pooh, right up my nose. It's an outrage that 6-year-olds can't vote. Here, I am a U.S. citizen with no voice in our representative government. You're concerned about the direction the country is headed? No, I just want a bigger piece of the pie. Poof, poof, poof. Pow. Good heavens, I think I blew my face inside out. The water's too cold. Now it's too hot. Now it's too cold. Now it's too deep. The fearsome sharks sensed distress in the waves above him. He circles up closer and closer to the terrified victim. Hey, yes. For someone who hates baths as much as you do, you're not making this go any faster. Another gruesome kill. Here, Kevin, I'll show you a magic trick. See, I pulled a gun from your ear. Pretty good, huh? Anything yet? Just a bloody nose. We should make that a Father's Day card. Oh, and after the last time I did this, remember, I'm going to only read some of it. We should make that a Father's Day card. Okay, I'll draw a picture of him on it. Make his mouth bigger. He usually looks angrier than that. Good morning, Dad. Happy Father's Day. In appreciation of your service as Dad today, I'm living according to the principles of your fatherly wisdom. Kevin, what time is it? 5 in the morning? Yes, early to bed. Early to rise, you always say. I was going to buy you a nice present. A penny saved is a penny earned, as you say. So I'm now earning 6 on the money I didn't spend. Yes, that thanks to you, I'm a happier, better person. Good work, Socrates. I knew we'd made a mistake then, made a nice so that little wolf in the hospital buzzes. I've never been this high in a tree before. Me either. You can see for miles from up here. I'll say, I'm glad we're up here. That was quite a crash, wasn't it? The rain stopped. This is the best time to go homework. Let's go. What's that? It's when you walk on the pavement and muck all the worms. Bang. You're dead. No, I'm not. You missed. I denied, you cheater. I'm here talking to you, aren't I? Okay, then, bam! My way, Mr. Wolf shot you off. Hurry up, Kevin. Our reservation is for 7 o'clock. And hops into the restaurant. No. Why not? We're afraid he might eat someone. Let's go. That's right. He probably would. Wouldn't you? I can never stand on a dying resurrect. Luckily, this scurvy cogwags there large a regate board and up the skull and crossbones. Repair the plank. Our worship is a plank. And you're going to walk it, wise guy. Whap. Bonk. Bonk. Boom. Womp. Nice double play. Who's out? It depends. Are you on my team or am I on your team? A bee landed on your back. Bee, get it away. Don't move. It won't sting you. Just stand still and try not to imagine that it might very well crawl down your shirt and into your pants. Yow! He imagined it. Okay, let's flush it. Flush, ha, 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 ha. Hee hee. That was great. Let's do it again. Flush. I don't want to know what he's doing, do you? No, let's go check. I've had trouble choosing a new hobby. First, I wanted to collect bucks. Then I wanted to collect stamps. What did you decide on? Stamped books. Everybody I know has either cable TV or a VCR. They can watch anything they want. But me, I have to watch Demo Summer repeats. I have to watch the same garbage over and over. How cruelly we mistreat you, Kelvin. So then he gave me Oliver Twist to read and said I might tiffy with it. Rats and sorority horror is on cable tonight. I got a balloon bearing nuts. I'm going to stand on this ladder and let the balloon carry me up and away. Nothing's happening. Try jumping. See? There goes the balloon. You didn't hang on. Flush. Wee. Ha ha ha. I'm done with my bath. That was quick. Kevin, quite horsing around. Quit horsing around. Hobbs is... And sorry for that wrong one, guys. Hobbs is crowding me. This is my half of the seat. Got it. Stripey pants. That's your side. You stay over there. I see that. Callan, I'm trying to concentrate. Be quiet. Hobbs poked me. I don't care what Hobbs said. Just be quiet until we get out of this traffic. Hee hee, stop it. You heard Dad. We're gonna get in trouble. Callan, I thought I said I wanted it quiet. We were having a weird face contest, Dad, but we're all through now. You won. lots of other ruckus. You're supposed to be asleep. And what's with the feathers? Are you tearing up your pillows? It was incredible, Dad. I heard of ducks who in the undying molted. They left when they heard you coming. Honest. Nice alibi. Stop. No dessert for a week. You want another pill across the kisser? I didn't hear you offer any brainstorms. You see, Hops, I have a water and you don't. A third floor have offensive superiority. So you have to do what I say. What do you think of that? Okay, I'll take the stick and poke your blue. That's the trouble with weapons technology. It becomes absolutely so quickly. Oh my gosh, Hops, don't move. What? What is it? The biggest, ugliest, fuzziest caterpillar I've ever seen. And about to chomp your bottom. Kill it, kill it. Now what? You know what your problem is? You've got no appreciate for facial humor. That's what. Where are you going? I'm going to walk to the other side of the lake. What's the bucket for? To drain the lake. You know what I like about summer days. They're just made for doing things. Even if it's nothing. Especially if it's nothing. This looks like a great place to catch a crawdad. What will we do with it if we catch one? Well, that's one thing we don't need to worry about. You don't know what one is either, huh? Hops, you didn't. Your swim trunks here. Hops, you didn't bring your swim trunks here to the beach. No, I prefer furry dipping. No. I prefer furry dipping. Yay! Ow, hot. Now tell me we drove an hour and a half for this. Guess what sort and ugly and wet all over give up? The answer better not be what I think it is. squirt, bing, bong, bing. Galvin, if you're going to tear around, do it outside. Okay. Now we go. We're going to get to our vacation site. I want to be there. Kevin, it's an 8-hour drive. We're not even out of our state. It's going to be a while. Relax. How much longer now? I told you we should have flown. There's a restaurant coming up. Want to stop? Only if they have hamburgers. Hamburgers? That's all we've eaten this whole stupid trip. Hamburgers. I'm sick of hamburgers. We're eating something else for once. Ten million up there in the world, 10 million. Bottle of beer. Okay. Here's a hamburger joint. Are you happy? I have to go to the bathroom. Kevin, we just pulled out of a restaurant. Can't you wait? Think of something else. All I can think of is Niagara Falls. And over dam and Noah's Ark. Oh boy, now I have to go. Next year, I swear I'll just take a vacation by myself. Okay, guys, almost done. That trip was excruciating. Thank goodness we're here. 8 hours crammed in a car with a hyperactive 6-year-old. What an ordeal. Well, now Calvin can run and scream all he likes. What a great little boy. I'm bored. When are we leaving? You're bored? Would you like me to show you how an intro works? Another glorious sunrise. You're not a soul around. This is the life. A brisk swim at dawn. A morning out in a boat. And by 9 a.m. I'm back with freshly caught fish for breakfast. The day's hardly begun. What a vacation. I've seen cheer on your faces at the office. 8 hour dinner. All I want is some gooey art and animals. All I want is some coffee. Why isn't there any TV up here? I hate this place. Dad, look, I caught a fish. Hey, that's a big one. I'll show you out to clean it, and we'll have it for dinner. Clean it, cut it off its head, and gut it. Pass me one of these great cheese sandwiches. Ha ha. Now pull on some of these, right? Well, look down there. I think that's the dim outline of a whale. I think that's a rock. And that must be a giant eel slithering up from the bottom. I think that's a reed. Oh, but this is the mast of an old Spanish galleon sunk hundreds of years ago. It's a branch. Man, this is boring. I wish there was a movie theater someplace. Want to go fishing? Sure. Fishing is one sport I really like. I can see why it's so contemplative. There's another one. Sploosh. Come on. I'll sign you for swimming lessons. I don't want swimming lessons. Too late. Let's go. What about Hobbs? Did you sign him up too? No, it's not good to get tigers wet. Why is that? Tickets all day to dry. And until we do, we smell funny. I can't believe Mom signed me up for swimming lessons. Here. I am freezing my buns off at 9 in the morning. About to jump into ice water and drown. The only thing that could possibly make this worse would be if the class was taught by my sadistic babysitter. Well, look who's here. Okay, everyone in the water. I refuse. I'm freezing already. Calvin, do you know what a rat does? No. It's when you soak a towel and twist it up into a whip. It stinks like crazy. And is much worse than being cold. Get my drift? I always thought lifeguards were just taught how to resuscitate people and things like that. This water is freezing. I'm going to go into shock and drown. I just know it. I bet the lifeguard is involved in some insurance scam and she's going to let us drown with rats. Oh no. Okay, first we're going to learn the demon's float. Mom, help. What I put up with to pay for college. I don't want to learn how to swim. I don't need to know how. I'll just stay on dry land all my life. What if you fall out of a boat? No big deal. Okay, guys, this is a pretty long book. I'm gonna read one more page after this. 14 minutes of terror. Why did you sign me up for this? Why not something fun, like hangs, gliding, or sharpshooting? Or... Sorry, guys, I got a little bit. Or driving lessons. I could be taking driving lessons and learning something useful. How about piano lessons? You start Tuesday. Hey, Mom, are you nervous? No, why? Kevin, go outside and quit. Bye-bye. Kevin, the bug buzzes off. Flying low over the grass, he searches for dead meat. Up and over, flowers burning this way and that. Oh no, he's caught in a spider web. Thrashing about in a... thrashing about in a desert and bid for freedom. He only becomes more entangled. Soon the spider will suck out his innards. Help. I was going to join you in the hand, but I think I'll forget it. Hi, Kevin. What are you doing? Being important, secret things. Go away. Get lost. All right, then, now in head, what cares what you do anyway? We're doing great things. We're having fun. I thought we were bored out of our skulls. Oh, hush. You don't know why. That stupid Kevin, he's so mean. All I try to do is be friends, and he treats me like a nobody. Well, who needs jerks like him anyway? I don't need him for a friend. I can help him by myself. Poop. Susie Hobbs. Susie Hobbs thought I was rude, so I'm sorry. And you can come play with us if you want. Thanks, Kevin. That's really nice of you. Okay, we'll play. house now. I don't need the high power executive one. The tiger here. Unemployed house husband, and you can be your Brad and Rain was kidding. It didn't care center. This was your idea, Peeburn. Don't you talk to your father that way. I'm off to Wall Street. Don't wait up. Okay, that's all for today. Bye, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this show. And please, write here and tell me in the comments below if you subscribed or not. So, bye. I hope you like the show. Bye.